This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we know about the famous episode, Vayishar Ach Noach, and only Noach remained. The lashon of Yishar Ach is the lashon of Miot, that something was missing from Noach. Says Rashi, She'icher mezoynes la'ari v'yikisha. Noach delayed the food for the lion, and the lion bit Noach, took a bite out of him. So the question is, why did Noach delay feeding the lion? You know, Noach got everything else on schedule. It was very timely. He had everything like clockwork. So why did he delay feeding the lion? So the Chassam Sofer explains, based on the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra asks that a lion and all predators are not herbivores. They're carnivores. They only eat meat. You'll never see a lion sitting down to eat a salad. You know, can I have a Caesar salad, please? A lion eats meat. That's it. So the problem was, Noach had nothing to feed them on the Teva, because Noach didn't bring basar on the Teva to feed the carnivores. So the Ibn Ezra explains that even these animals who only eat meat, if they're very, very hungry when they're starving, they'll eat vegetation as well. Says the Chassam Sofer that it would appear that at the time of the Mabul, God engendered a nature in the carnivores that they don't have to be starving to eat vegetation, but they would eat so right away, because otherwise it would be impossible to feed them. But Noach didn't know that. And so Noach figured that the lion will not eat unless it's very hungry. So Noach delayed feeding it so that he could feed it what he had to feed it. But Noach didn't know that Hashem engendered, so he deliberately was late for the lion. And the lion said, no. Either you give me my salad right away, or I'm going to be eating, you know, part of you for breakfast. So Rashi says, She'icher mezoynes ari, you have to say, that was the first meal. And then Noach must have figured it out. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.